5,000 lose jobs, 20,000 firms affected. More than 5,000 people have lost their jobs because of the flood crisis. Atit Itmo, the Director General of the Labor Ministry's Department of Labor Protection and Welfare, said more than 20,000 companies employing over 790,000 people in 16 provinces had been hit by floods. Flooded firms have laid off more than 5,300 employees, including workers in Bangkok and Nonthaburi, said Mr. Atit. Floodwater has not yet reached Bangchang Industrial Estate in Bangkok's Minburi district. About 60% of factories in the estate are operational, while the rest have halted production. The industrial estate was prepared to prevent floodwater from entering it, said Mr. Atit. In the meantime, 10 Japanese companies with flooded production facilities in Thailand plan to send around 2,000 Thai workers to Japan to work there temporarily, said Permanent Secretary for Labor Somkiet Chayasriwong. More than 720 Japanese companies in Thailand have been affected by the flood crisis. Among them, 450 companies are in industrial estates. Mr. Otaka told Mr. Somkiet that small and medium-sized Japanese firms that have suffered from the floods might fold if they have to stay closed for a long time. Affected Japanese firms have been paying their employees 75% of their wages in accordance with labor law. Mr. Somkiet has met Masato Otaka, the Japanese embassy's economic minister. He said Mr. Otaka had expressed his concern about the fate of Japanese companies hit by flooding. Mr. Otaka insisted Japanese firms have not yet laid off workers. However, if they had to halt operations and earned no revenue for a lengthy period, employees might eventually lose their jobs, Mr. Somkiet quoted him as saying. Smaller firms did not have much money to shoulder losses for a long time. Mr. Otaka wanted the government to provide a rehabilitation package for those enterprises, said the permanent secretary. Some of the larger Japanese firms planned to send their workers to Japan. The move would enable their Thai workers to earn wages and also help their Japanese employers increase productivity during the flooding crisis. 10 Japanese firms sought permission from the Japanese government recently to send 2,000 Thai employees to work temporarily in Japan for 6 months.